now Westmont Street. Mm-hmm. They were all moved away and we built someplace there. But the Methodist is still there, and so is the part of the Baptist there.
Yeah, the Christian church was there on East or West?
Right. Westmont.
Westmont?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a country where it's at. At that time, we still didn't have it. Now the fire department. But I had a somebody was running and ran all the church bells. Then the man was there with buckets ready and they'd go and get their water and run and pour it on. I think New Year's night, I think New Year's. It was in the night and Dad heard the bells, church bells ringing. Well, he thought it was a fire. So he got up and ran down and grabbed his buckets and ran down the street yelling, "Fire! Fire! Fire!" Somebody took the head up and said, "Oh, this is New Year's." So he fell through and went back home. When Dad had the store down here on Main Street, every year he sold rusted iron shoes. And every year, he went to get his horse, dressed as Buster Brown and his little dog, Hyde. And he would come down here and stay at the hotel and put on little performances every night. All the town would turn out to see Buster Brown and Hyde. Our shows, when I came to town, the circuses, he was out right on Main Street. And Dad let them have groceries, and at the end of the time that they would stay, they'd always pay Dad and go on someplace else. One time there was some circus came here, and they didn't have any money. So they asked Dad if he would let them have money to buy their groceries, and he did. At the end of the circus, them to leave. They couldn't pay their bill. They had an old horse that pulled the merry-go-round. That was the way the merry-go-round was pulled. That old horse went round and round and round. Well, there was nothing that Dad wanted except that old horse. He took that. They never did send back for their horse. But Dad let us children have that horse, and everybody in town, the children would ride horses as the school. And they let one of us have that old horse. I don't know which one it was, but anyway, when anyone got on him, he would start going round and round and round. We'd have to get off and pull him a little distance to get him started the right way. And he was all right.
Yeah, that time the street wasn't paved, was it?
Oh, no, we just walked in mud up to your ankles.
Do you recall that first block that was paved on Main Street?
Well, it was brick, wasn't it? I just don't recall that.
It was between 6th and 7th.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you're a reader. Where did you get your books to read when you were growing up? And there was no library, was there?
No, there was no library, but we always managed to have books. Mother was a great reader.
Uh-huh. And then you borrowed books.
Yes, we borrowed books. And then Dad bought us a great big encyclopedia and then a dictionary, on the bridge dictionary.
Yeah.
And at night, after Mother passed away, he would get his children around the table, which was five. We had the old dictionary and the encyclopedia. We never went to bed until Dad knew that his children had their lessons.
Well, how old were you when your mother died?
She died in 1911. I guess I was about 13.
And then you were the oldest?
No, I'm the oldest, but Dad wanted me to take the responsibility.
Uh-huh, but
my mother was out.
But anyway, there were still young children in the hall.
Oh, yes. Mother had taken Trina, the youngest one, which was a baby there, to New Mexico, up there to a TV center.
Uh-huh.
He kept the baby up there home for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And his mother got so sick that she couldn't take the baby.
Uh-huh.
And they called Dad to come out and get the baby. Uh-huh. He went out on the train. When he came back, while he gave the baby to me, and he said I could take the responsibility of her.
Well,
I stayed in school that year, and I cooked all my meals, and made the clothes, and made my little brother's pants and shirts.
Yeah. Now, how many were there in the family? How many children?
There were five children.
Five. Uh-huh.
A boy and four girls.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't very long for Dad to get more money, and he could hire someone
mm-hmm.
to do the cooking. A Negro woman by the name of Laura. I don't recall her last name. But I had the responsibility of looking after the children and getting their clothes. Those days you couldn't go to town to buy clothes or anything. You had to make the clothes.
But you had close neighbors that could help and advise you.
Uh-huh. And we had an old maid aunt that taught out here at Lovett School, and in the summertime she would come there and stay with us and help us do that.
Did any of you work in the store?
Oh yes, at times I'd work in there. Miss Nella Smallwood was one of the leaders in the store.
Well.
And she would show us how to do. Then Daddy's store back at the back where the groceries were, we always had a great big lot of cheese in that roll, around roll, I don't know. And right in front would be the pickle barrel and the cracky barrel. When the people would come in the store, they would get a dime's worth of cheese and a nickel's worth of cracker, maybe a dill pickle. They would stand around and eat their lunch. Also right there by the pickle fair was a great big coffee mill. People didn't buy coffee ground then. It was all they bought bean, and most of the time we would roast the bean at home and then have it ground.
Was there a restaurant in town at the time where people could buy food, or were, if they were in town had to eat, they would have to go to a store? And
well, I don't recall of a store.
Of a restaurant, uh-huh.
I just didn't recall that.
What other stores were there in town then?
Oh, there was Mr. Stone had the hardware.
Was it the same big building now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there was a bake shop right close to the store. Then where Ford are now, that was a schoolhouse. It was a tin schoolhouse. It was painted like brick.
Well, was it a public school? Or?
Yes, that was a public
school. That was a public school right there on Main Street. Well, I had never known that. Was it a grade school or a high school?
A grade school.
Well.
And I don't know whether we had any more schools or not. We might have had, but I just.
I think there was one over on where Washington School is now, wasn't there? I think.
Well, that was a two-story house over there with the basement.
Yeah.
That was, that burned down before.
Yes,
Because I started teaching in the basement of the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a bank there. We had a bank or two. We had a drugstore. Oh, and Fanny Peacock had the
millinery
store. My life, we could buy a drink. I had in there, we were something. I know I bought one time, paid $25 for it.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Yes, sir.
That'd be like $150 now. Oh, gosh. Well, I bet it was beautiful.
It was.
Now, did you have photographers here at that time?
I don't know whether we did or not.
That was before Annabelle.
People didn't have many pictures made, did they?
No. Everybody did their own washing, which was a great big old iron pot out in the yard.
Was it easy to get hired help if you needed it?
Well, Dad got Laura for us, that Negro, mm-hmm. and he built a little two-room house on the back of the loft, and that's where
was
she
this
lived.
This was up on 9?
Mm-hmm, up on 9th Street.
Which house, or which block on 9th, do you remember? Whereabouts on 9th your house was?
It's the end of the 4th block.
End of the 4th block. Mm-hmm.
There's a house up there now, and
it has a two-story.
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Darryl Stiles bought that house and was fixing it up when he passed away.
Uh-huh. I think there's been a beauty parlor in it at some of the time. I used to live down the other corner of the block.
Yeah.
And you had chickens and a cow, didn't you?
Oh, yes. You had chicken and cow.
Where did you take the cow to pasture?
Way up on Standpipe Hill.
Now, Standpipe Hill is where it is now, on 11th?
Yes.
All the way across there.
Mm-hmm. And this little boy would go around and gather the cows up and take them up there. And we paid him so much a month to do that. In the evening, well, he'd go and get them and bring them back home. That's where we always had our 4th of July picnics up there. And that was for everybody. We all had it. Came with our baskets and our bottles of pop and fried chicken and cakes and everything. Two or three families would go off together and eat there.
Well, now, were there trees then, and it was more like a park?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was all trees. Had plenty of trees up there.
And the grass was down,
yes,
where you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
get swallowed in it?
And after dinner, the children would run races, sack races, and play ball, some of them. The men and the women always, well, there's a bandstand up there. And of course, we always had the band there and somebody to speak. And he'd speak all afternoon.
On a patriotic subject,
yeah,
or just.
What to be.
Now, how far, this spot on Standpipe Hill, would that be from where the new high school is now? Now, the new high school is on over on the other side.
Yes, and it would be back this way.
Back this way, uh-huh. Yeah. There are homes in there now.
Wasn't there a gate at the end of 10th Street going up the hill right about there?
I don't recall that.
Who were some of the families that you remember that were here during your early years?
I thought of some of those the other day. I guess Ms. Freeman would tell you that. I think that's about all I can tell you now.
Well, thank you very much,
yes.
Ola. That was real enjoyable.
That's great.